This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Germany today signed multiple MOUs and agreements ranging from green hydrogen to innovation and technology to boost bilateral relationship. The MOUs and agreements were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in New Delhi after delegation-level talks. India and Germany agreed on the exchange and mutual protection of classified information. Both the nations also expressed their commitment for the Indo-German Green Hydrogen Roadmap, along with innovation and technology. They also signed an agreement for a mutual legal assistance treaty in criminal matters. India and Germany also signed an MOU on cooperation in the field of skill development and vocational education and training. Besides, the two sides also exchanged three joint declarations of intent in the fields of employment and labour, research and development on advanced materials, and green urban mobility partnership. Heavy rainfall continued in several parts of Odisha and West Bengal as the severe cyclonic storm Dana completed its landfall process. The cyclone made a landfall between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra on Odisha coast last night, uprooting large trees and electric poles and damaging houses as well as paddy crops in the state. There have been no reports of casualties so far. Odisha's Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi conducted a review of the damage and relief efforts in Bhubaneswar this morning. He said the government was able to achieve zero casualty target, adding that restoration work to clear roads and restore power lines is underway in the affected areas. In West Bengal, several districts in the southern part of the state are witnessing incessant rainfall since morning today under the impact of Cyclone Dana. The India Meteorological Department announced that Dana has weakened into a cyclonic storm and is expected to further weaken into a deep depression within the next few hours as it crosses northern Odisha. The centre has asked state governments to enhance their preparedness in view of air pollution. Dr. Atul Goyal, Director General of Health Services, has written a letter to the health departments of states and union territories regarding air pollution preparedness. He said that air pollution is a significant contributor to acute health conditions and exacerbates the progression of chronic diseases affecting the respiratory, cardiovascular and cerebrovascular systems. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 274 at 3 this afternoon. The centre today launched the Pandemic Fund project on animal health security strengthening in India for pandemic preparedness and response, along with the 21st Livestock Census Operation. During the launch, Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairy Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh said the government is committed to eradicating foot and mouth disease and brucellosis from the country by 2030. He also mentioned that the livestock census would play a major role in policy making and limiting diseases in animals. Mr. Singh added that the funds received from the G20 Pandemic Fund project will aid in the development and improvement of animal hospitals. The filing of nominations ended today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren filed nomination from Saraikela, while AJSU Party Chief Sudesh Kumar Mahato filed nomination from Sili. Former Minister Radha Krishna Kishore filed his nomination from the Chhatarpur Assembly seat. Yogendra Prasad Mahato filed nomination form for Gomia as a JMM candidate. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations until the 30th of October. Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, has said various measures have been adopted to make courts accessible for persons with disabilities. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News marking the 75th anniversary of the establishment of the Supreme Court of India, the Chief Justice highlighted the initiative wherein, for the first time, the Supreme Court introduced sign language interpreters for lawyers with speech and hearing impairment. The interview will be broadcast tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.